Today's Gospel, we are coming to the conclusion of the Sermon on the Mount, which we have been reading at Mass for the last 2.5 weeks. Of course, when Jesus would have been giving the Sermon on the Mount, it would have been a continuous discourse, and therefore the conclusion that we heard today would have carried with it the appropriate punch that went with all that happened before it. And to that end, I would like to just go back over the last 2.5 weeks and give a very brief summary of the Sermon on the Mount, so that we can then fully appreciate the choice that Jesus lays before us. The Sermon on the Mount, we said, began with Jesus being presented as a teacher of authority, much as Moses went up Mount Sinai and delivered the old law, the revelation of God. Now Jesus, who is true God himself, takes his seat on the Mount and with authority delivers a teaching that is communicating the new law. And this communication of Jesus really is a path or a walk toward happiness, which is why the Sermon on the Mount begins with the Beatitudes. And the Beatitudes, we said, they really are the life that Jesus himself lived. And so those notions are going to go together. Happiness, discipleship, and Jesus. They are all mixed together such that the path to find happiness in life is to live the life of Jesus, is to be able to follow him. And so the Sermon on the Mount, in a way, really is describing for us the path and journey toward happiness that comes from discipleship. And Jesus then went on to say that he is fulfilling everything from the old law. And in his description of the old law, he really invites us to turn toward our interior and to remember that the commandments must first be lived on an interior level in the heart, whereby we are loving our neighbor, whereby we are guarding our thoughts, because we know that they are prone to be turned into action, which can be a place where we get into trouble if our interior thoughts are sinful or are wrong. And ultimately, at the heart of the law, Jesus places love, the love of God and the love of neighbor. And this really is the essence of the life that Jesus reveals and the path that we are called to follow. In order to grow in that love, Jesus then describes for us a path of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, through which we grow in our relationship to God, we grow in our interior freedom with respect to ourselves so that we can choose the good and reject evil, and whereby we can grow in relationship to one another. And he repeatedly exhorts us to keep our eyes on the prize and to remember where our treasure is, there too will our heart be. And therefore, he reminds us, keep your eyes set on the things of God, keep your eyes set on heaven, and don't let the things of this earth distract you or lead you astray from this path that I have set upon you. Because discipleship is a following of Jesus, we shouldn't be trying to judge or compare ourselves with others, because there is only one measure of our human action, and that is Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life. And that, he points out, is a narrow road, which is the one leading to salvation, because it is the path that Jesus himself lived. And therefore, do not allow yourself to be led astray by false teachers or people who would try to take you to a much more convenient, much wider road, but one which leads toward destruction and perdition. And so, what Jesus describes in the Sermon on the Mount is really this recipe for happiness, which he says and assures us is going to come by following him, and that we can completely trust and depend on God that he will give us the grace to be able to live this path and this journey. And that then brings us to today's gospel, whereby Jesus lays out before us and he says, I have shown you the path to happiness, I've shown you the path to life. Everyone who accepts those words and lives by them is ultimately the one who is building their house on rock, and when the storms of life come and batter that house, it will stand solidly and firm because it is secure in the word of God in Jesus Christ. And everyone who rejects those words and decides that they're going to make their own path and go a different way, they're ultimately building a house on sand, whereby when the storms of life come, that house will be easily crushed and destroyed. And Jesus points out that this choice that we have before us is not merely a matter of making a verbal acceptance to say, yes, Lord, I accept your words, I accept your path, I accept your life. But it's ultimately one which begins with an interior intention and then gets manifested by our words and deeds and by our action. In other words, it is a life to be fully lived and not merely one to be agreed to but then subsequently ignored. My brothers and sisters, Jesus in the Sermon on the Mount lays before us the path toward happiness, the path toward life. Let us ask God for the grace that we would always take this treasure that Jesus lays before us in the Sermon on the Mount, that we would embrace it with all our hearts, and that we would strive to live the love of Jesus Christ every day of our life, so that we would be a house built solidly on rock, firm and ready to receive our eternal reward to live in God's love. Amen.